Today's gospel story is repeated in Matthew and Luke. In the Gospel of Matthew, the mother of James and John makes the fateful request that her sons be seated one at the right and one on the left side of Jesus. I think many of us, with the benefit of hindsight, might look on this story and think this is just another example of youthful enthusiasm with only a hazy understanding of the true cost of discipleship. In the village of Assisi, the home of St. Francis, there is a basilica with a very large mosaic. It's bigger than the whole side of the church, that depicts the current status of the competition as to who is the favorite of Jesus, who will sit on his right and who will sit on his left. The mosaic has four figures. Standing on the left is St. John, the beloved disciple, with a somewhat uncomfortable expression. Standing on the right is St. Francis, looking down, also with an uncomfortable expression. Standing in the front of St. Francis is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Standing in front of St. John is her son, Jesus. Mary is pointing in back of her to St. Francis, indicating he should be the new favorite. A very Italian perspective. Jesus, very uncomfortable, is looking up to heaven, his palms turned upward, pleading for help in resolving the issue. When I sit with this scriptural passage, I usually start with the thought that James and John are clueless and childlike. They have no idea what they are asking for. Yet I think when Jesus refers to the cup he will drink and the baptism with which he has been baptized, James and John have some understanding of the symbolism of the cup and maybe even the symbolism of the baptism. The fact that John does not flee with the other apostles but stays with Mary throughout the entire passion indicates to me that by the time of the crucifixion, John was committed and John understood. Importantly, James and John in the gospel today persist in their commitment even after the symbolic but understandable warning by Jesus. Whenever I get to this level of reflection, I get anxious about my own commitment to discipleship. I ask myself, am I willing to drain the cup of the Father's will for me? To me, discipleship has different levels. The first is simply the decision to choose good over evil. The second is to recognize when our culture is diverging from the heavenly path and choose the heavenly path. The third is to realize when God's plan for my life is different from what I had planned. Or in Father Dave's words, it wasn't my idea. The fourth is to realize that each day Jesus will send the unexpected to challenge me and lead me to holiness. The last is to realize that in every moment of every day, there are choices between my will and the Father's will. I have to confess, I rarely get past level 3, barely realizing Jesus has a different plan for my life and trying to say yes to his plan. My hope is that like James and John, I can say yes to his plan. Jesus can lead me to deeper levels of discipleship. I think getting to the deeper levels of discipleship is not about my salvation. I think it is about getting to the point where Jesus can use me to touch others who are cut off from his love. Getting to the point where I recognize the opportunities to provide consolation to the people I meet, even if it is as tiny as opening a door, or offering up to the Father the pain and anxiety of a visit to the dentist or open heart surgery. Recognizing that in every moment, there is a chance to join myself to Jesus as a ransom for many, if only I can hear his voice. How about you?